I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E. Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, May 19th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. While we still can, while we still have road and we can still warrior to whatever extent and whatever that means. Speaking of that, I have reluctantly begun this week to dive down the rabbit hole of liminal warfare, and I think that everything these days is liminal warfare. What does that even mean? We'll probably unpack that a little bit more and maybe back up and review some of the stuff from yesterday and continue on. But I think if it means anything, you know, it means being... The concept really is being in that weird space where you've transitioned. A transition has occurred, you know, that liminal space where something has happened, you know, something has happened, you're not quite sure what and or how things have changed, and it's a very unsettling thing. There's a lot of conflict in there to whatever degree. Conflicting thoughts and feelings, emotions, those kinds of things, obviously, which all lends itself to the concept of liminal warfare. And there's a lot to unpack about this. I mean, we could talk about this for months, probably. But I just want to at least sort of begin to prime the pump, sort of, to talk about this stuff, because nobody's talking about it. And I have a unique kind of take on some particular aspects of this. Maybe unique only in the sense that I think that there are things being done that some people know very specifically, others do not. This has been written about. You know, I've mentioned over the last couple of days, Jacques Ellul's Meaning of the City, for example. There are folks who are masters of technique. You have guys like Jacques Ellul or Lord Bertrand Russell, and I say Lord derisively because I'm American and we don't do that kind of thing around these parts. But folks like that have hinted at this idea that technique, the ancient technique of basically manipulating people, has been and indeed perhaps maybe is, has been perfected in cybernetic totalist sort of fashion, to borrow from Jaron Lanier. A very effective and comprehensive means of programming people. And what you do in this context or in this vernacular is you get people thinking in militarized sort of terms. And once you've done that, then obviously when you're filled, one of the things I included yesterday in yesterday's archive that we didn't play, but that I was thinking about, was David J.P. Phillips' TEDx Stockholm talk titled The Magical Science of Storytelling. And he talks about the angel's cocktail and the devil's cocktail, and the devil's cocktail is filled with, you know, it's the emotional manipulation of storytelling, and the negative aspect of that fills a person with cortisol and anxiety and, you know, fight or flight chemicals that are exhausting, and it wears a person out to the point that you don't think clearly. Obviously, it is deleterious to one's health, and in a number of other ways as well. And so he speaks to this in very specific sorts of terms, and again, he calls it the devil's cocktail: adrenaline, cortisol, and these kinds of things. And when you do that, the result, we ought to just play a little bit of it. Maybe we'll do that. Yeah. Although, as one person commented, I wonder if I can find that. One person commented that the devil's cocktail with the headphones is, well, I guess you'll hear. We'll play a clip, and maybe a bit of an extended clip. He tells some stories. You have to watch the whole thing. We won't play the whole thing, but The Magical Science of Storytelling. There is a dark art in here that most people don't pick up on, I think, but it's hidden in plain sight. And this gets back to the other thing. I don't want to tell the whole story right now, but just to kind of finish the initial thought, you know, there is a rhythm to all of this. There's a rhythm to storytelling, obviously to music and all these kinds of things. And then, you know, you have undergirding all of this, the esoteric concept of Principia Mathematica, speaking of Bertrand Russell, and this, you know, esoteric international language that is known by very few, but is everywhere, used everywhere. And this, you know, finds its way out in places like the Skinner box operant conditioning loop, the Skinner box or the operant conditioning chamber. Cybernetic feedback loops are very similar. And again, so you get people thinking in militarized terms, and they start operating on a feedback loop cycle where they're feeding in the ISR data, intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, into John Boyd's OODA loop, and that's just kind of how they live in a cybernetic totalist Skinner box operant conditioning chamber, and they think that's life somehow, and it's obviously not. That's hell. So, as I said yesterday, there's the fog of war, and you know, these kinds of things, and so I would argue, in very plain and simple terms, and maybe we'll make the case revisiting some of yesterday's subject matter, that what we have been exporting abroad is coming home to roost in a very real and deeply disturbing sort of way. But it's happening at glacial speed, and you're not hearing about it on CNN, obviously, or Fox, or really anywhere. But you hear about it here. It's different. And so hopefully some of this will explain what's going on, and you will say, yes, I see that, you know, and speaking of the subject of liminal warfare, we've all sensed something is deeply wrong, but how many people can actually put their finger on it? Which gets back to the spectrum, the liminal warfare spectrum, or liminal maneuver. And so we'll talk about some of that. Really, it's just through the looking glass and down the rabbit hole. It's Alice in Wonderland. And if that's anything, it's the theosophical, esoteric playground of Luciferians, Satanists, who wander off in the direction of Jean Baudrillard's simulacra and simulation, where they drift away from reality. That's what's happening in America right now. We're clearly drifting away from reality, and anything anchored to reality, morality, right and wrong, those kinds of things. And the dialectical conflict model has really been institutionalized, but in a way that most people don't even realize. So we'll sort of talk about that. And I have, I think, some examples that you may appreciate. So let's see if we can just play this clip real quick. If I can get my things in order here. We'll do that real fast. David J.P. Phillips, The Magical Science of Storytelling, which most people don't realize is hiding in plain sight. And I'll give you a hint. In yesterday's archive, I titled it, the teaser is basically Storytelling as a Military Doctrine or Strategy. Maybe it's a new development. And maybe it is the recasting of the same age-old scientific technique. And, of course, those who have studied this kind of thing will be reminded of the maxim, those who tell the stories rule society, commonly attributed to the Hopi Indians and Plato, of course. Even though we can't quite pin it down. Isn't it ironic that it's, you know, many people have sought to pin that down and it just is elusive. So in the gray area of the liminal zone and David Kilcullen's reimagining of the Soro Pyramid, as I discussed yesterday, as liminal warfare, the only certainty is by definition doubt and uncertainty. But if one observes carefully the development of modern hybrid warfare in contrast to the plot development or narrative arc, you know, of storytelling, enter the storytellers and folks like David J.P. Phillips talking about the magical science of storytelling. If one observes this contrast carefully between the development of modern hybrid warfare in contrast to the plot development or narrative arc, one may notice peculiar similarities between the two, including an identical arc and also six stages of development for each, typically, particularly in the age of color revolution, this modern age of color revolution. Revolution's on demand. Crowds on demand, revolution's on demand. Where storytelling, influence, persuasion, perception, management, campaigns, you know, this kind of stuff. Miso, PSYOPs, PSYWAR, this kind of thing plays such a central role. And it really is color revolution. Again, you know, one, it depends on who's defining terms. Speaking of the liminal space and what is, you know, grounds for or cause for doubt and uncertainty. Well, they said freedom fighter. They said, you know, resistance. Right. But, you know, who's defining terms? Is the terrorist or the terrorist maker defining terms? So if you look at the stages and contrast hybrid warfare stages, those six stages, with the narrative arc stages of storytelling, they are strikingly similar. Just to give you that real fast, and then we'll play the clip, David J.P. Phillips. So stage one in hybrid warfare is the covert origin stage, and in the narrative arc, stage one is the introduction or exposition, similar. Stage two, hybrid warfare, strains. Stage two, narrative arc, attack or conflict, typically. Stage three in hybrid warfare is known as the initial conflicting action stage, the narrative arc. Stage three, narrative arc, is rising action. Stage four in hybrid warfare is crisis. Stage four in narrative arc is crisis or climax. Stage five in hybrid warfare is resolution. Stage five in hybrid warfare is resolution. Stage five in narrative arc is falling action. And finally, stage six in hybrid warfare is the reestablishment of peace or post-conflict regulation. And stage six in the narrative arc is conclusion, resolution, or denouement, as they say. And this, to do this on radio doesn't really do it justice. If you look at the pictures of these two things, you will understand what I'm talking about. And so we'll come back to that. We'll talk about that more. But you know, specifically, we're talking about I'll come back to that. We'll just go to the video now if we're running short on time. In fact, well, maybe we'll skip that. We'll do the video in the next segment so that we get it all in there, because we probably want to play about 3 minutes of it or so. So I'll wait on that. So if you get a hold of a picture of the narrative arc, you can find that anywhere with the six stages, the storytelling arc that I described, and you compare that to, for example, the image in Charles K. Bartle's Getting Gerasimov Right, Valery Gerasimov and the Gerasimov Doctrine. And by the way, I didn't finish yesterday. I jumbled the time a little bit yesterday, but as we were going out during yesterday's broadcast, well, I'll finish that thought on the other side of the break. And we'll play the clip of David J.P. Phillips and The Devil's Cocktail. So if you're wearing headphones, you've been warned. As one YouTube commenter said, stick around, we'll be right back.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Welcome back. Perfect. That's esoterically perfect. All right. So yesterday I mentioned in sort of a backdrop of all of this, Mark Galeotti's foreign policy article. I'm sorry for creating the Gerasimov doctrine. And I mentioned the opening sentences he wrote, everywhere you'll find scholars, pundits, policymakers talking about the threat of the Gerasimov doctrine, et cetera, et cetera. There's one small problem. It doesn't exist. And the longer we pretend it does, the longer we misunderstand the real but different challenge Russia poses. And then he concludes with this sentence. The article, he concludes with this sentence. The Gerasimov Doctrine, quote-unquote, was never meant to mean anything, and it doesn't, period. It's time to move past it. And that is, to me, one of the greatest Streisand effect statements that's probably ever been made, certainly in modern history. I mean, really, truly. Because if you dive down this rabbit hole, this is a, in my humble estimation, this is a massive attempt to, try to put the genie back in the bottle. I never meant for everyone to know all this stuff. And the reason I say that is because this really hints at exactly what's going on and exactly who's doing it. You know, without diving down this rabbit hole, Mark Galeotti is one of the spin doctors that gaslights reality and absolutely denies what has actually gone on over there and other places, even here, for that matter. And we'll get into some specifics in a little bit. I think you'll understand what I mean. But once you start to unpack this, you see what's been happening, you know, what we've been exporting abroad, but what also is being re-imported here at home. So we'll deal with that in a bit. Then there's Charles K. Bartles getting Gerasimov right, and that image, if you look that up, you can find it on ResearchGate. You'll see the image that I'm talking about, the Russian view, and it's figure 4, the graphic from Gerasimov article, 26 February 2013, translated by Charles Bartles, and it has the arc that I was referring to earlier. Anyway, to the clip, The Magical Science of Storytelling, David J.P. Phillips. Go ahead, please.
I've talked to you about it now. And now you've got higher levels of oxytocin in your blood, whether you want it or not, which means that you feel more human. You're bonding to me, and you feel more relaxed. So how do you do that? In storytelling, you create empathy. So whatever character you build, you create empathy for that character. And oxytocin is the most beautiful hormone of all, because you feel human. Now the third and last hormone is endorphins, and I would like to show you a woman which we can say has overdosed on endorphins. Let's just look what that looks like. Oh, we'll go here.
To inspire and to respond. Are you speaking or listening?
To inspire and to respond.
And in all circumstances.
And in all circumstances.
Of our life together.
I'm sorry, of our life together. Of our life together.
To be loyal to you.
With my whole life.
And with all my being. Until death parts us.
Oh, the timing of that is so lousy, isn't it? So how do you create endorphins? Well, you make people laugh. What happens then is that they become more creative, they become more relaxed, and again, they become more focused, which is beautiful to have. Now, all these three hormones that I've induced into your brain now is what I call the angel's cocktail. But there is an opposite of that cocktail, and I call that the devil's cocktail.
All right, we're going to pause it there. Yeah. As we head into the break, since I can't seem to get the timing right anyway. But you know what? It'll give us time for another warning. I'll give you another warning. You know, the devil's cocktail is coming, so brace yourself with the headphones. Anyway, we'll be right back after this short break. Stick around.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Of the first hour, this is unique stuff that we're talking about. You're not going to hear it anywhere else, but I dare say this concerns everyone in America and the strange things that we see going on all around us. It explains in a way that nothing else does, and maybe now is a good moment, if I don't waste too much time like I did in the last two segments. But seriously, maybe now is a good moment to remind folks to please support the network. If you do support the network, thank you. And Obviously, many people do. This is a listener-supported network, Republic Broadcasting Network, and it always has been. There will never be a Ford Foundation grant, a Rockefeller Foundation grant. That would be, those interests are antithetical to one another, if you know what I mean. We are here more perhaps on the side of Rene Wurmser and foundations, their power and influence, or Gary Allen's Rockefeller file or something like that, than on the side of the Ford Foundation. And anyway, without getting off on that tangent, please support the network. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org. There are links in the main menu. There's the donate link and links beneath that, and then in the desktop version and also mobile, but particularly in the desktop version, there is in the left-hand sidebar, the top of the sidebar, the little bit about supporting RBN, and more information on that. You can call, you can donate by PayPal or mail a check to the network, and there's information on the website for that. So again, thank you to those who do support the network, and if you haven't or it's been a while, please consider supporting the network. Much appreciated. So I suppose now is a good time to play the clip. We'll back up a little bit. You get the wedding example, the endorphins. And then again, here is the warning. If you're listening to this with headphones, David J.P. Phillips gives you an example of the devil's cocktail. And so, listener beware. Go ahead, please.
Now, the third and last hormone is endorphins, and I would like to show you a woman which we can say has overdosed on endorphins. Let's just look what that looks like. Oh, we'll go here.
To inspire and to respond. Are you speaking or listening?
To speak and to listen.
To inspire and to respond.
To inspire and to respond.
And in all circumstances.
And in all circumstances.
Of our life together.
I'm sorry, of our life together. Of our life together.
Loyal to you.
To be loyal to you.
With my whole life.
With my whole life.
And with all my being.
And with all my being.
Until death parts us.
Until death parts us.
Oh, the timing of that is so lousy, isn't it? So how do you create endorphins? Well, you make people laugh. What happens then is that they become more creative, they become more relaxed, and again, they become more focused, which is beautiful to have. Now, all these three hormones that I've induced into your brain now is what I call the angel's cocktail. But there is an opposite of that cocktail, and I call that the devil's cocktail. And the devil's cocktail has high levels of cortisol and adrenaline. And they feel like this. Ah! Sorry to do that to you. So high levels of cortisol and adrenaline. And the problem with that is that if you got really high concentrations, which I didn't give you there, but when you got high concentrations, look at this.
So you were
warned. Is this something that you want
to have? Yeah, you were warned. So what happens? High concentrations of cortisol and adrenaline. He goes through the list. You become intolerant, irritable, uncreative, critical, memory impaired. You make bad decisions, poor decisions. And when this becomes institutionalized, strange things happen and people don't necessarily notice it. I've talked for years about, for example, the story that keeps resurfacing. I remember it was about 2007, 2008 when NPR featured a story about multitasking. You know what? Maybe we're not as good at that as we think. And even ladies, you know, are lulled into believing that they're good multitaskers when in reality we're actually kind of doing everything not as well as we would be if we weren't trying to multitask. Multitasking is a myth, but why does this myth keep being perpetuated when there are studies that keep debunking it every period of years? One has to wonder. And it definitely feeds into this color revolutionary liminal warfare discussion and the liminal space, liminal maneuver, where things keep happening. I mean, obviously, the biggest in recent memory would be the last few years. I don't know about you, but I thought about it the other day, and I thought, where did 2 years go? You know, you think about certain things in a certain context, and you think, my goodness, where did the time go? I was born in Libby, Montana, and in 2020, Troy, Montana, the neighboring town, 17 or 18 miles away, chose not to hold an Independence Day celebration for the first time ever, which was really disappointing. And, you know, obviously it speaks to more than just health concerns. But then I was thinking to myself, what happened to the next 2 years? I don't really even remember having that conversation about the Independence Day celebrations for the following 2 years. So what happened to that time? And some of that was, you know, documented. I did some of it, and others obviously did. I would say a fantastic job of documenting some of the crazy things that we're sort of now reviewing in the wake of these things. Speaking of, you know, in military terms, the after-action reports that everybody's doing, in a sense, I shouldn't even be using that kind of terminology, but just to sort of underscore the point of the mindset that we've been conditioned into, and it is a very military sort of mindset. And it's interesting that sort of dichotomy where on one hand we're supposed to listen to military experts, but on the other hand, when we have people come back from, you know, when they are sharp as iron and tough as nails, but they don't, their perception and their situational analysis does not comport with the establishment narrative, then we're not supposed to listen to them. In fact, they're probably crazy and we should disarm them. It's interesting how that works. But generally speaking, we're usually encouraged to, you know, just salute and not ask questions, aren't we? So, irritable, intolerant, uncreative, critical, memory impaired, bad decisions. I think that fits in ways. And again, I mean, you know, speaking of the magical science of storytelling, we could spend quite a bit of time on that. You know, David J.P. Phillips does a good job of talking about some of the other chemicals that are released when these stories are told. We could play the whole video and what it ends up doing, the effects of these kinds of chemicals, you know, focus, motivation, memory, on one hand, devil's cocktail, on the other, obviously, suspense, you know, cliffhanger storytelling results in a sharper focus, the oxytocin kind of stuff. And when you start thinking about these things, you, and you know, of course we played the endorphins excerpt there too, and there's dopamine and other things, and Big Pharma has created chemicals to mimic these things. And then there's, you know, MK Ultra and things like that. We have, and of course the technology, you know, we've played many times Sean Parker talking about how the creators of social media have exploited a vulnerability in human psychology, as he put it, the dopamine feedback loop. And that we are like that rat that you can see in The Minds of Men, for example. The rat that will keep pressing the deal even to its own detriment to get that stimulation, and it will ignore food, it will ignore survival, it will hyperstimulate itself to death. Are we living in that kind of society? Are we being conditioned to not think critically, to be emotionally driven? Is the popular music that Theodore Adorno said, I would never listen to that, but you know, that's for those people. Is that conditioning people? Is the suspension of disbelief and anthropomorphic element in entertainment conditioning people in a way that they don't realize? Kind of like if you ate Twinkies for a year and never a steak or anything like that. Good luck with that. Or even a salad. You know, if you're inclined, so inclined. So, you know, all of these things are, I think, controlling us in a very real sort of way. And to give you some examples of what I'm talking about, practically speaking, again, this is sort of a review of yesterday's subject matter, but Mark Gagliotti says, I'm sorry for creating the Gerasimov doctrine. I think he's sorry because pointing to Bartle's getting Gerasimov right points to Anthony Quartersman and CSIS, which it's been a while since I've mentioned, but you know, Russia and the Color Revolution, a Russian military view of a world destabilized by the U.S. and the West. There's the summary and the full report. So just from the summary, and these are, it's a PDF document. There are some slides that are shown from the presentation. And so what's, you know, getting to the point that I was making yesterday a bit, that all of this stuff is public domain, which, you know, if you're talking about cutting edge military technology in a sense, especially, you know, when we talk about the color revolutionary stuff, the low intensity conflict stuff, the development of these things in the hybrid warfare space, this is fairly new stuff. These are fairly new refinements. But it's interesting how much of this is public domain. All of it is public domain. Seems like when we want to find something, we can find it. But then when we're not supposed to find something, we absolutely can't find it. I have a funny example of that, actually. I was thinking yesterday, when you understand how this stuff works, it's like that photo, or not the photo, but it's like the sculpture outside the New Carrollton IRS Center in New Carrollton, Maryland. where you have those Alice in Wonderland looking arms, the one with the finger, the finger on the black pedestal pointing to the hand on a white pedestal. It's like that. It's the black hand herding people to the white hand. But guess what? Both hands are connected to the same esoteric occult impulse. And I will give you clear illustrations of this from the summary slides of this presentation. And I think this is the kind of stuff that folks like Mark Gagliotti don't want us paying attention to, because it really does explain things in a way that nothing else does, I believe. We're headed into a break, right? Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are ours.
Happy days.
These days are ours. Share them with me.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. When you really dive down the rabbit hole, you realize, my goodness, this stuff has all been written about already. You know, just a little aside, momentary aside, and we'll actually play a germane excerpt of Norman Dodd's interview, 1982 interview with J. Edward Griffin, because when you start thinking clearly about these things that are happening and you're aware of certain things that have been written and spoken and things, you recall, for example, Norman Dodd's interview with J. Edward Griffin and that conversation that he intimated, his Dodd's conversation with Horace Rowan Gaither as the new Ford Foundation president. What he said, substance of his remarks and what the agenda was, essentially. And then you can look, you know, across the pond and see what's been going on, I think, in pretty clear-eyed terms. You see that that's been happening. And what I mean is, you know, it reminds one of the old Swahili proverb, when elephants fight, the grass suffers. So basically what's been happening is, whether it's, you know, the Russian contingent or NATO, for example, the grass is getting pummeled constantly in places that traditionally are difficult to really overcome long term. And that is a twofold strategy, I believe. One, obviously, to conquer the whole world, but do it in a way that most people don't even perceive. But also, if you can do it there, you know, in places like Afghanistan or Ukraine or Serbia or, you know, different places, then you can do it anywhere. And if you can take those lessons away and apply them other places in ways that people do not perceive, even people who are involved but compartmentalized in such a way that they don't see the bigger picture, then my goodness, you have a strategy for conquering the whole world. And to me, this again is emblematic of the Genesis 11 great unfinished work impulse. So that is, in a nutshell, kind of what I see happening both abroad but also here at home. It is largely the low-intensity conflict, the color revolutionary impulse that operates in that liminal space where there's doubt and uncertainty, there isn't a response, there's uncertainty as to exactly who's doing what and who's responsible for what. And that just keeps happening. If you can keep doing that, well, that's kind of a modern version of what happened to the Ottoman Empire. It's the modernization of Balkanization. That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.